spread flour all over me when I'm cooking, and all over everything.
Now let's see, yeah, now the light's doing all right. Now, let's see, will you give me your name, please?
What you want, my maiden name?
Your maiden name and your married name.
I was Winifred.
Okay. And what's your address, Miss?
Lexington. We're on Church Street, but we don't even have to put that on it. Because.
All right. And will you tell me the name of the county?
Oakthorpe.
Okay. And where were you born?
Right here in Lexington.
And have you lived here all your life?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever live outside of Lexington anywhere?
No.
Oh, wonderful. You're perfect.
Went off school last
Where did you go to school?
Millersville.
Uh-huh.
I was GNIC in my day. They keep changing it so much I can't even keep up with what the name of it right now.
Let's see, what was it?
GNIC.
GNIC.
Uh-huh.
What did
Georgia
that say?
Georgia Normal and Industrial College.
Uh-huh.
I went there in 1916.
And how many years were you there?
Two.
Uh-huh.
That's all we did then. We didn't get degrees. We went 2 years and you got T-school anyway.
Mm-hmm.
2 years. You got a state license when you went 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you go to elementary school here in Lexington?
I went here until from the time I was six until I was 11. And as I say, this aunt raised me, and she was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she came and lived with us after my mother died. And when I was 11 years old, we went to Woodbury, Georgia. She was elected down there where she had talked with the principal before.
Mm-hmm.
He went there and he wrote that sort of come.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's down below Atlanta, down towards Columbus, Woodbury, right close to Warm Springs. And I graduated from high school there.
And then after that, you went to Milledgeville.
Uh-huh.
And then after you left Milledgeville, you came back to Lexington?
I married the day I graduated.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. So I came right on back here.
I see. Okay. Let's see, would you mind telling me how old you are?
I was 69 in June.
Okay. And what church do you go to?
Next
this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
nice
family
and convenient.
Church almost. It's very small membership, but that always. Now my father was there, my mother were both members of that church, and he went to Sunday school seven to 3 years without missing Sunday school.
Oh, that's a I never did it for 1 year without missing Sunday school.
Well, you don't have
that's
many.
That's quite
he
a
was
record.
Written up in Ripley, believe it or not, that when he went before he died, he'd been dead a good many years now. And at that time, he was the only somebody that ever had that record as far as we knew.
That's amazing.
But I think somebody has forgotten that same amount of about that much since then. But he was a powerful Presbyterian.
Oh, he must have been. He must have been. My father was raised a Presbyterian.
He moved to Florida later, and he married again when I was 16 years old, and married his first sweetheart from Alabama. And she said he never did get sick on Sunday. Saturday night, said he could be sick all week, but Saturday night he got better. And if travel some, and if he got to a place where he had to spend the night over Saturday night and wasn't in Sunday school, he organized one the next morning so he wouldn't miss.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I went down and got him when he was quite ill and brought him up here on Thanksgiving Day, and he died on Monday here. And we had Sunday school over here in his room
mm-hmm.
on Sunday
mm-hmm.
before he died Monday morning, so he wouldn't miss.
Never missed
school.
A single Sunday. Where was he from?
He was born in Tennessee.
Okay.
Madisonville, Tennessee.